like with little birds.
Right, we're hungry.
Like little birds. And I think it has to do with, you know, being a chicken mommy. Wow. Welcome, everyone, to this gorgeous, gorgeous Thursday. I haven't seen outside yet, but I just know that it is. And after the 21st of December, the days will get longer. We'll get more light. We'll get more light. It's just a matter of time. Sometimes we think that time is measured, you know, on your phone, your watch, as in 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Nah, I'm not talking time as in man's time. We're talking rhythm, the ebb and the flow, the distance between things. Then we plant our seeds, whatever that seed may be, because it is your desire that you plant. When you plant it, you understand, you are saying, I already saw this, and I know that it is done, and I'm just going through the motions of having to plant. Because this is what it is. It's a seed. We have to plant the seed if we want to reap the harvest. So when you plant the seed, remember, it's just a matter of time. But not time as in man's time. We don't do anything according to man's time. Man's time really is just, like right now, it's 5:42. That's man's time. An agreed upon construct. But the time, the true time, is the ebb and the flow, the measurement between when it starts, when it stops, and when it starts again that you can count. And it flows, that rhythm just is there. The ebb and the flow, the way it moves through the poles. That is the true sense of time. So then we plant according to law, not according to man. Because man is fickle sometimes. We get up and we're in a mood. We go to bed and we're in a mood. We go through the day and we're in a mood, and our moods will determine how we act. But by law, we act. By law. So when you plant and you know, I have to reap, and it's just a matter of time. It is just a matter of time. So when we plant our seeds, we don't pace back and forth, because we have the reason why we planted that seed in the first place is because we have what now? Faith. Faith in what? Well, for one, we have faith in the law that you reap what you sow. We have faith in ourselves. We have faith in I am. That's what we've done. And because we know what we've done, we know how it turns out. So we don't have to fret. So we take our time and we rest in it. Rest in that. And because you know, it's like with Roy right now. When you are so close to delivery, there is nothing to be done but for you to just make sure the house is ready and that you're ready. Nothing else is to be done. No amount of worrying or fretting is going to do you any good. Just be there in that space and allow it to happen. Allow it to unfold. Because it always unfolds for your greatest and highest good. Every single time. So we don't have to fret. This is the encouragement this morning. We don't have to fret. We don't have to worry. We just gotta be patient and rest in the fact that it's done. And trust me, I know that that can be a challenge. Who's living it? I'm living it. So I know what I'm telling you. So that's why we remind ourselves, wait a minute, whoa, whoa. What state? Is that a state of worry? Is that where I want to be? I know that I'm worried because that's my human nature. I know I'm worried. It's okay, but what do I want my state to actually be? And you talk yourself into your state. And that's why Neville says, what would it be like if? Develop that small scene. And every time you bring up that scene, you will flip yourself into your new state that you say you want to be in. Whatever it takes to help you get there is in that scene. So that's how we do it. But if we spend our time worrying, we've thrown ourselves into what state? A state of worry. And we don't want that. So take your time. Meaning what? Relax. Just relax. Oh, easier said than done, I'm sure. To just relax and let it be. But it is practice. Because why would you relax? You would relax because you know what you've done. When you put the souffle in the oven, if you pace too much and that vibration transfers to the oven, you are going to make your souffle fall in. So you might as well set the timer. Turn the oven light on if you wish, and just watch it rise. There's nothing else for you to do. So take your time. Just take your time and let it unfold. So the time it takes for you mentally to accept what you've done until you see it, that's where all the work is going. Getting yourself mentally ready. There is no other way to prepare. When you get yourself mentally ready, then the physical preparation will unfold naturally for you. You'll know what to do, where to go, who to speak with, what to eat, what to drink, what not to. All because of the work you've done mentally. And like I said, I know it can be a challenge. I know it can be. But we are not. What does the scripture say? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. That's what it's telling us. You don't have to force it because you can't force it. Once you've planted that seed, you can't force anything. You simply have to allow that seed to sprout. I mean, and if you dig it up, well, shoot, you gotta start all over again. So it is always best to not force it, because forcing delays. Remember, Daddy, rush the brush, you waste the paint. So take your time. If that means you have to sit there and talk to yourself, hey girl, it's gonna be all right. Or however men talk to themselves. I don't know how you talk to yourselves, gentlemen. That's you. Right? So you talk to yourself. Look, I know what it feels like right now. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge the worry, man. I just do. But now that I know how I feel, how do I want to feel? What do I want to experience here? Look, I've planted this seed. Remember, scripture says, you lay upon your bed and you commune with your own heart. That's what you do, commune with your own heart. And to commune with your own heart means talk to yourself. So choose your words very wisely. How are you encouraging yourself? Are you encouraging yourself, or are you tearing yourself down every time you open your mouth? How are you speaking to yourself? That determines so much. And that's why we practice the way we speak to ourselves. But you see, habitually, meaning the way we've always done that certain thing, how we've always spoken to ourselves. Have we done that in the past? Well, just acknowledge it. And you can say, you know what? Man, I always used to speak to myself like I was some kind of crazy person. I didn't show any compassion to myself, but today is a new day. How am I going to talk to myself now? Am I going to encourage myself? What would be the point of even encouraging myself? Because these are seeds that I'm planting, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I must speak to myself better. Because the way I speak to myself is the way I'll speak to others. And how do I want to speak to them? Well, I want the words that come out of my mouth, because they don't return void. They fulfill what I've sent them to do. So I want to be faithful to how I speak to myself, how I think about myself. And I will start with this one phrase. I am. I'll start there. I am. I don't know any more words. I'll just start with I am. You see, this is how we speak to ourselves. Because think about the other way. Man, you ain't nothing. Look at how long you've been trying. You haven't even changed. You crazy. Look at you sitting here talking to yourself. You're nuts. See, we do that. It's madness. You do not discourage the self. Encourage the self. Right? But we're so quick to judge ourselves. Practice not. Which means what? Practice encouraging yourself. Because it really and truly, it's just a matter of time. The more you start practicing that encouragement, you do it the same way every time, you will develop a habit of encouragement for yourself. But you have to start. And it's just a matter of time until it unfolds. And you will sit there and say, wait, what? What? I remember when I did it. I'm doing it. You see how good that excitement feels? And it inspires you now to do what? To carry on. So it's just a matter of time. Stay faithful. To what? That new state that you're in. Not how it's going to turn out. You have already determined that. You have already determined how. When I say that, when I say how, I mean you've planted the seed so you know what you're reaping. That's what you've determined. Right? So take your time with it. Don't rush yourself. Oh, but I got to get it done now. It is done now. It is done now. So long as you've seen it mentally and it has moved you mentally, well, then remember what Neville says. When you know what you want and you fall asleep in that assumption, when you wake up in the morning, everything begins to take shape. It begins to change. And if it takes one person, if it takes 10,000 persons, they will come. And they will perform the task that you have assigned them. How do you know you've assigned them a task? You planted the seed. So they have to play their role in the fulfillment and bringing in your harvest. You see, that's the part we say, but what if a double-minded man gets nothing? You don't sit there and contradict yourself. You encourage and you reinforce. That is your task. Plant the seed and encourage, which means to water. But the minute you become double-minded, am I right? You planted the seed, so you're right. If you plant the quote-unquote wrong seed, what do? Well, you change the state. Changing the state will change the seed. But Angela, you make it sound so easy. There's nothing to do but to practice it. And we have a lifetime to practice. But here's the thing. Practicing is fun, isn't it? Yes, it is. It is fun. That's part of the whole situation. Practicing is fun. I'm going to let that one linger because you know what I'm talking about. Practicing is fun. Take your time and practice. What are you going to practice? Being clear about what you say you are creating. That's what you're practicing. Clarity. And at any time, if you say, I don't know what to do, I am knows exactly what to do. So get in there and say, you know what, I am, I don't know what to do. Show me. Tell me, guide me, You think I am is going to say, the party you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. No, it does not. It says, here's what to do. And you'll get a stirring in your soul. You'll get an idea. Somebody will call you. You'll get an email. Whatever it takes, you'll get it. And you'll say, oh, I know what I need to do. And then you'll forget that you said that I am. I don't know what to do. Show me. Always remember. Because when you see your harvest, remember that you planted it. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of what we've been given. It's just a matter of time. Practice. You don't grow weary in doing the good for yourself. Think about that for a moment. You have to do something good for yourself. And you're going to sit there and go, ugh, I got to do this. What? Do you see the privilege that you get? Think about where you were when you did not know of the law and how to apply it. Think about the struggle you had. But now that you know it, think about the ease that you're now given. Remember when? Go there and remember what it used to be like for you. And then you can say, whew, I'm sure glad that's not me anymore. I'm glad that I'm putting in the time and the practice. Thank you. And that's where true gratitude arises from. You will never have to force your gratitude. You'll open your mouth and it will pour forth from you. Sometimes not even with words. But a feeling of gratitude. That's a state, you know, a state of gratitude. Indeed. That's what you have, guys. So it's just a matter of time. Just practice. Practice. Let us take a brief moment, shall we? To welcome everyone into the space this morning. Hey, V22. It's good to see you here. I know the others will have to be part of the replay gang. But I see you. YouTube and Facebook. Who's here? Shea Butter. Sugar Visions. K. Chanel Ronay. Marjorie. Cyber. A-Not. Asanya. Those are the ones who've made themselves known. For the others, I see you. I know Indy. Oh, let me say it. The better man. Marquise is going to abscond with that name. He already has.
I'm sick of that name.
Oh, I love it. I see you all here on YouTube and Facebook. Fanbase, who's here? Hey, Alex. Good to see you. And who else is here?
Hi.
Hey. I can't even say it. Let me go there. It's this. Listen, forgive me if I pronounce it wrong. I'm sure you'll come up and tell me how to say your name. Summer Rose, I see you. Joaquin, hook a brother up, I see you. Imgini, darling. Stephanie, Casey, my melanin flows, smiles, Marquee. Oracle Treehouse, Zola, I see you all. So remember this lovely, lovely Thursday, that it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. I can call you Fish. Well, all right then. Hello, Fish. Because that's what it means. Ichthus. Means fish. Well then, it is a pleasure to meet you. Fish are intuitive. They feel all the subtle undercurrents of the water. What a pleasure it is. But here's the beauty. Let me remind you of it. Because every day I have to remind myself. Every day I remind myself. I remember what it was like Then I did not know. Listen, let me tell you something. Reminds me of that little girl. Listen, Linda. She was saying that to the little girl. God, she was so cute. Let me say it to you. If I had known then to the depths that I know now, had I had the courage back then that I do now, I paid a dear price. I paid a very dear price for walking around with bitterness and anger. Whew, I wouldn't even call it anger. Listen, let me tell you what it was. Rage. Like the Hulk. I was just always angry. It cost me. I paid a very high price for it. I won't tell you the price. Those of you who've been with me for a while, you know what I'm talking about. Don't allow that to happen to you. We think that when we hold on to the pain, even though we may be justified in doing so, don't for a moment think you don't suffer the consequence of it. As the woman in her book says, the body's, it keeps the score. But the law tells you it does. As above in the mind, so below in the body. So today, you know how they tell you in church, come to the altar and put it down and leave it there? Well, we do one better than that nowadays. We remember what that felt like, because we're still walking with it, if that's you today. Acknowledge that the pain is there. Acknowledge that the hurt is there. Acknowledge the abandonment. I don't care what it is. Acknowledge that it exists. And when you come to terms with the fact that it exists, and you say, you know what, I've been walking with this for too long. I feel like Atlas with the world on my shoulders. I feel like I've been dragging this ball and chain. What do you want to do with it? You want to leave it there? You want to make it more beneficial now? You want to transmute that energy? But then you say, you know what? I don't want to live like that anymore. I want to be free of this. So I will leave it here because this is the best place for it. Right there, wherever you are, just drop it like a hot potato. Just drop it. And begin to feel in your body the sensation of relief. You know exactly what relief feels like. Neville Goddard says what? Relief is the sensation most keenly felt by humanity. This thing has no power over you any longer. None whatsoever. Remember, it's nothing to be wasted. Now that you've dropped it, you see it for what it is, a beautiful piece of clay. It's a beautiful piece of clay that you can reshape into a most beautiful thing. So now when you pick it back up, tell it what you want it to be instead. This is revision. This is transmutation. So anytime that old memory comes up, revise it. And you say, you know what? Here's the beauty of what this thing now is. This represents freedom, ease, peace of mind. That's what I'm reshaping it to be. That's what I'm revising it to be. And you remold it and you reshape it so that it loses its sting and it can no longer hurt you.
You know what? There is no opposite of joy. There's only an opposite of happiness. You got happy and sad. Those are states, right?
Yes.
But yeah, so you know, these states are always available. The poor will be always. So there's no way to run from sadness, but that joy, you know, the joy of the law offers you salvation if you choose life. So at any moment, we can live from happy or sad. That can be easily shifted, but you can always easily reprogram yourself to joy by thinking about the promises of the law, that we will never be forsaken. You know what I mean? We will eternally be one with the Father, mm-hmm. eternally one with Christ, mm-hmm. and exist and live from that state. And from that state, we can always find that joy, even in the midst of certain struggles and, you know, shit like that. That's only temporary. That can't last in the astral plane, which is where we're, you know, where we are.
Exactly. I love that. Because remember, those emotions, like Marquise mentioned, happy and sad, they're transient. They come and they go, but that joy is different. Joy is different. It's a state. It doesn't rely upon your mood. It comes from the depths of you, right? That, thank you, Marquise. It is such a beautiful thing when you get a hold of it. When we get a hold of it, it is a beautiful thing. I know that sometimes we go through these situations. You know, I know we do. But remember your power. We've been convinced that we're powerless. You gotta go see this person. You gotta go do that. You gotta go and walk around the shrine 3 times and sprinkle holy water. Oh, we've been told so much. But the spirit within guides you. If we would but listen to that still small voice within. Who is that still small voice within? I am. It's you. It's you. Let me tell you something. I learned so much from this wee little chicken. I do. This girl is now hopping around and she's learning how to put that other leg down. When she gets tired, she sits. And she rests for a moment and she gets up and she practices over and over and over. And I'm seeing the evidence of her success. How is it that she knows? And I gotta fret and struggle every day just to remember to practice. Come now. What does that tell us? It tells us that the practice is inherent within us. We can practice. Mind you, she doesn't have a care in the world. She ain't gotta worry about nothing. Neither do you. Neither do I. I know it looks like we do, but Angela, these bills aren't gonna pay you themselves. I know that's what we say to ourselves, but allow I am to guide, to teach, to elevate. And you will find that you practice naturally. And whatever that thing is that bothers you, you will practice and you will practice and you will practice until you relinquish it. And now you're walking steady and sure of yourself without a limp in the world. But it's a matter of time. Just stay faithful to what it is you're doing. Her thing is, she remains faithful every day to practice to put that leg down. That's all she's faithful to, practicing.
You know that takes me to Matthew 6:20-26. Ooh. The birds, they don't plant or harvest for food bonus for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are?
Ooh. See what I'm saying? Thank you, Marquise. You see? They have no ruler, man. None whatsoever. Yet, they eat, they rest, all in safety, don't they? See that reminder? See it? Well, use that reminder because you are exactly the same. Are you not more valuable? Marjorie says we don't have to work hard and earn it. Plant the seed and remain faithful to the state that you're in. And everything unfolds from there.
And make no mistake, what makes you more valuable is that your ability to speak and think, which puts you as one with the Father. It's in another verse of the Bible, it basically says that you're no different from the animals because you will die like them. And that's speaking of the human body, but not of the Christ consciousness that we all are.
Right, exactly. I'm in the chat. In water is the salt. That says, yes, we're the flavor. Hey, Dorosco. That's what it is. We get, if we simply would, you see, we've been taught that faith is this, no. Faith is you saying, whoa, what seed did I plant? Well, as within, so without, I got to reap that harvest. That's your faith right there. What did Neville say? Know what you want and fall asleep in that assumption. That is the act of your faith. When you fall asleep knowing it is done, that is the act of your faith. That's the act of it. Faith activated. That's what you're doing. So we don't, when I tell you, it's just a matter of time. Thoros, life is a matter of time, but how we spend that time is a matter of life. Eh? Listen to you, Thoros. I'm loving that. See? Be bold. How do you gain boldness? You assume the state of boldness. How does one who's bold behave? Well, their posture, for one, is firm, it's erect, it's upright. They don't slouch. And they know their own mind. Oh, yes, indeed. The state of boldness has all the actions embedded in it already, and all you have to do is assume that you're bold. And you'll see it in your mind's eye and you'll begin to behave as if. But we think it is harder. You want it to be? Come on, man. I'm like, path of least resistance, please. Let's get it easy. Practice.
Never understood that whole work harder thing. I like working smarter, not harder. Just saying.
But that's a fact. Smarter, not harder, means you've seen it in your mind's eye. You've seen it. And because you've seen it and felt it, you know that it unfolds from there. That's the smart thing to do. Because then you're not throwing mud at the wall to see what sticks. Well, if I do this, maybe that'll happen. No. Determine what is the effect. What do you want? Get that part down and everything unfolds from there. That is the smarter part. That right there. Determine the harvest you want so you can plant the seeds accordingly. You see, we've been taught to work smarter. The law. That's what it is. That's truly what it is. I'm flipping. Don't worry. I'm flipping between the chat. But I'm seeing everyone here in the chat. Yeah. Hey, Dawn. But that's, listen. Practice. What are you going to practice? First of all, practice knowing that I am is who you are. I am is the invisible part of you. And your form that you look in the mirror and you see, that's the physical part of you. And it has a name. Mine is Angela. So when I say I am Angela, but I am that. I am. I can become anything I want to be. But you've got to recognize that you are first. And when you recognize that you are and that you can become anything, what do you want? And it's usually the thing, you know, that's always in your face, you know, poking and prodding you, talking about, oh, look, I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still here. That's what it tells you. And then start there. Is it thing that annoys you? Start there. What do you want it to be instead? And I will always give you this analogy from now on, because we've all done it. You notice how when you go to the store and you buy a brand new pair of shoes or a hat or a scarf, and you're looking in the mirror at these things, you've already seen every single outfit you can put it together with. You haven't stripped naked to do anything. You've just seen all the outfits that this article of clothing will blend well with. You know, they tell you when you're shopping, buy something that's versatile. You can wear it with anything. Well, you flip through every single outfit in your cupboard already that this thing will go with. How did you do it? Mentally. And because you've done it mentally, you went through and you said, oh yeah, this would look good with that. Or you said, that doesn't match that. But you felt it as you put that article of clothing on and you blended it with everything that it possibly could go with in your cupboard. Now that's an article of clothing. Do the same thing, but with an attitude, with a state. Try on the state. What would it feel like? What's it going to look like to somebody else? Well, they'll say, girl, you look good in that. Now, again, I don't know how brothers talk to themselves and each other. So y'all will have to figure that out. Right? But I know us girls, oh my God, that looks so good. That color's so good on your skin tone. Brings out your eyes, baby. That's so pretty. You've already been through every single thing. So do that with the attitude as well.
Like, I got this shit on. Look at me. I'm in the mirror, just, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that don't look good. Hey, check me out. You know what I'm saying? If I was a woman, you know what I mean? Hey, I'd definitely be trying to get my face, you did.
See? That's how fellas talk to themselves and each other. So you learn now. So try on the attitude. That's why you rehearse it mentally, to see how it fits you. And if you don't quite like, tweak it a little bit and say, ooh, I'll sprinkle a little bit of this in and a little bit of that. Now that's the attitude. And try it on and see how good it feels to your body. See, because it'll register there. You'll see how good it feels. And what does Neville tell you? The thing felt is the thing experienced. So when you put on your new attitude or your new man or your new woman or your new state, it makes you feel something. And when you feel it, that's when you know that you have mentally impregnated yourself. You have used the law of gender. You projected the image from the conscious to the subconscious, and it was accepted by the subconscious, and the subconscious mind said, as you wish, here's how you'll do it, and it shows you, and then you follow it. That's the analogy I'll give you. Try on your new attitude. What does wealthy feel like? What does healthy feel like? Try on that attitude. Try it on. And that's where you rehearse it mentally until it does what? Feels natural to you. Because when it feels natural to you there mentally, that's when it unfolds physically. That's what Neville is telling you day in and day out. We read the lectures. Right? So practice putting on that new attitude. How am I going to see myself? How do I start seeing myself now? Because remember, it's that new hat, new shoes, the new scarf. And how does it go with everything? You have to see yourself wearing all of them. You can't just see it on the rack. It's lifeless. Put it on and breathe life into it by turning this way and that. Ooh, you look good. Ooh, that feels nice. And then you hear, girl, you are radiant. You are glowing in that. Where'd you get it? Do they have more? Hook a brother up. You know, that's what they'll tell you. But you see, now you're living from that new place. You're not just sitting there looking out the window and hoping and wishing that you had a new hat. That's only living, you're thinking about it. You're daydreaming. But if you put it on, if you put on that new attitude and you test it out, that's your new state. And you say, yes, see that state of confidence, that state of boldness, that state of health, ooh, it feels good. You keep rehearsing it, rehearsing it, and rehearsing it until it feels natural to you. You don't even have to take it off anymore. It just feels natural and right for it to be there. So long as it feels natural and right mentally, physically, it appears. That's what Neville means when he says it takes on the tones of reality. It just feels natural for you to do it. The naturalness, the vividness of reality, he also says. That's what it means. That when you put on that new scarf, that new attitude, it feels real to you, like it should have always been there. It's a part of you. Well, then now, physically, when you go out, it is a part of you. And you don't look back at, aw, I miss the old me. Oh, no. Girl, you ain't gonna miss the old nothing. You'll be like, I remember when I used to struggle, but I don't struggle anymore. And you celebrate, and that gratitude just pours forth from you. Now you are in a state of gratitude. A state of gratitude. You see how you went from the state of, whoo, feeling good, and then automatically you flipped yourself over to, I am thankful for you teaching me this. I am. It feels good. Thank you. And somebody comes along and says, why are you so happy? What are you doing? And you say, well, you got a minute? Let me tell you all about it. And that's how you go ye into the world and make disciples of all men. They want to know, how did you take yourself from behind the eight ball, as Neville says, to out front? How did you do that? And you tell them how you did it. And they'll say, no, it couldn't have been that easy. And you say, girl, let me walk you through the process. And you teach them. And if they are doers of the word, they will hear what you said and they will apply it. And they'll come back to you and say, girl, you know what? You were right. That was so easy. And then they encounter their own person that says, wait, you look different. What you doing? Tell me what you're doing. You see how we become disciples? By our experience, not by beating somebody into submission with anything. That never works. But if you share your experience, the beauty and the ease of your experience, that's what people want. They want that simplicity. So you teach them how to do it. Oh, indeed, you do. So anyhow, I ain't gonna keep you. That reminds me of the Oracle. From the Matrix, she goes, what did she tell them? I ain't gonna force you. She said, I expect you to make up your own damn mind, is how she says it. She says, you want some candy? Listen, let me tell you, I just always have so much fun with her. But that's what we're doing today. It is a pleasurable thing to apply the law. It is. See yourself from where you came from. Look back on it and go, oh, snap. Look at how far I have grown. And you say, thank you. And it's not something you got to force yourself to say. It will come forth naturally. Aw, thank you. I am. Indeed. Let me get the bowl.
Now, I know somebody haven't got the name I Am. It's getting too crazy. Between the better man and I Am.
I know, right? I know exactly what you mean. This girl, she's so quiet. She's listening. I wonder if she'll make any noise with the bowl. She doesn't seem to make noise with this bowl. But you get that real bowl out and she forgets all herself. She does. Let me get the bowl and make sure the volumes are up everywhere. Turn that down. down. Initiated. 5, 4, 3, 2. Yoda Burger. Hey. V22. I see you too. Oh, look at that. Who's rhyming today? Thank you all for being here on Twitter. You know, I'll see you tonight if you're available at 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can always catch a replay if you miss it, you know. We'll be reading Neville Goddard. Oh, yes, we shall be. I'll see you tonight. Much love, Twitter. Much love. Twitter is closed. YouTube. Marjorie. Thoros Thor. Shay. Butter, Sugar Visions, K. Chanel, Ronay, Cyber, A. Not, Asanya, and for the others who've not made themselves known, I see you, Indy, Facebook. I'll see you tonight. And if you're on Fanbase and you want to be part of group coaching, you're more than encouraged to download the app. Just go into your, whether you're Google or Android, download the app, Fanbase. You'll see it. It's a big purple F. You can't miss it. Right? Be you without limits. That's what it is. So, if not, listen, I understand. It's all good. But I'll see you tonight again. 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love y'all, YouTube and Facebook.